It was July 17, 1944. The blast was felt all the way in Nevada. Richard Soublet's father was a chief petty officer of a loading crew.
And normally they would have been up on the docks early. He had bought some underwear in the PX that day, and he was stenciling his name in the underwear, so he kept this group back. So they weren't on the docks when the explosion took place. Had he been on time, I wouldn't be here today.
His dad returned to work. 50 others refused, saying they needed training.
As a matter of fact, my dad would tell you that even the officers didn't know what it was that they were doing. And so they actually created their own gerrymandered devices to help them move the bombs and stuff. And they said there were difficult things to move around. Small bombs, 250 pounds that you were moving and you're having to move them manually. He says it was a tough assignment.
Congressman Mark DeSaulnier's measure would call on the Navy to exonerate the men. All who are now dead.
They disobeyed an order and with legitimate concerns because they had seen their friends die and get eviscerated in this huge explosion when they were led to believe that they were loading munitions that weren't armed. And they were armed. And it's all because they were African American, largely.
The measure now goes to the Senate, where its fate is uncertain. In Concord, Bob Butler, KCBS.